Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Robin Scott, heavy Chardonnay from California, namely Marisolet's Reserve Chardonnay. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Hey, good evening, Rob. How are you this evening?
I am doing just fine and dandy.
It's sunny tonight on the Wine Vault.
It is sunny tonight on the Wine Vault. I don't know where you're going with that. Oh, I do know where you're going with that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Tonight. Sets it up on a tee, swings and he misses, folks.
You are hearing back-to-back episodes, sort of. This will be the second of the two, even though it's recorded first. Go figure. Scott always complains that we drink red wines and then we drink a white wine as the second episode.
Oh, we did it once.
So you bitch. Well, tonight you're getting the white wine first.
That's because that's how we always traditionally did it.
I don't know. Well, that's because Triple B will always complain.
White wine before red wine, lighter wine before heavier wine.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just a natural progression.
Well, tonight the progression
but do whatever
is,
you want, folks.
We are drinking a wine from Marisolet, specifically their reserve, Chardonnay, from the Santa Lucia Highlands in Monterey. Scott, would you like to know a nasty, dirty secret about this wine?
What's a nasty, dirty secret about this wine?
This wine used to be a really great, you know, $40-ish dollar Chardonnay in California.
Okay.
And then there was a man.
What's his name?
Well, he had elbow pads sewn in onto his jacket, and he looked a bit like a douche.
We like this man.
No, I do not like that man. Joey Wagner.
Joe Wagner. I don't think Joe Wagner wears elbow pads.
I've seen a picture of him do it. Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen it.
Anyway, Copper Cane Wine Company has included this, enveloped it in its clutches. And so now, even though it's listed at $47 a bottle, you often can find it for $19.99, which I did this week.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean?
Well, one might suggest
if you sell it for $19.99 on
that's a
sale,
$40 bottle of wine that you really don't pay $40 for, is it really of the quality of that $40 wine that it once was?
We're on. I'm sorry, I had something in my throat. That's a very good point.
What
Scott.
Was that in your throat?
It was a bear, I think, is what it was, or
Baron.
yes, something like that. And every other thing that they've touched and taken a total shit on. Hopefully, this will not be the case with Marisolet, because I used to like it. It's been many years since I've drank it, but I liked it when I drank it. We had their silver, which is like their base, unoaked. And we liked that.
It was good. I've had it since then.
I'm sure you have.
It's
perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. And it's about the same price as its reserve level, so.
Which is interesting.
I know. Is it that interesting? It's not to me.
Like, ha ha, interesting. Like, oh. Like, hmm.
Huh. I got
some things that make you go, hmm.
I was leaving Whole Foods today. And, I'll tell you where I bought this. But this dumb ass, I don't know, probably 50-ish guy.
Okay.
Bald-headed, driving a Toyota Sienna, was holding everybody up because he had to back into a spot. There was no other cars around him. I guess he didn't want anybody to ding his Toyota Sienna. Sienna. Toyota. And this is like a 20-year-old Sienna, too. And it had a trailer hitch in the back, like sticking out with a ball on it, whatever. So dumb is backing up his Sienna.
No.
And he ramps it right into the curb. And he was being such a douche. Like, everybody was, like, waiting for him. And he's like, he kind of looked like the Beaker on the Muppets. And so, you know, Beaker bounces.
Yes.
So he's backing up. Rrr, And then when he ran, he fucked that bumper up and he hit that stupid trailer hitch. Just so he could back up so no one would scratch.
So was it like a concrete wall that he hit the trailer hitch with?
No, it was just the curb. But it also got the bumper, too, because I think the trailer hitch went up into the bumper because it was all crumpled up. Nice job, dickhead. And so I'm driving past him, and I'm like, not too. And I start just laughing at his face. I'm just laughing. I was like, fuck you. I don't even know you. But go fuck yourself.
So you
dickwad.
But this is, so folks, this is great patience and because another Rob I know would have stopped, got out of his car, and showing great concern on his face, would have gone up to the driver instead of when he rolls down his window to approach Rob. Instead of Rob saying, "Hey, are you okay?" Rob would have said, "You know, you just hit the curb, right?"
Well, he was okay. If I stopped, I got out to talk to him, you know what I'd say?
"Hey, you hit the curb."
No, I'd say, "Up your butt." So, folks, we're going to take a break. Speaking of that, anyway.
Hey, Rob, you know what?
What?
Chicken butt.
I don't even know what that means. We'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you need more Wine Vault in your life? Well, if you do, check out our website, thewinevault.org. On there, we have our full catalog of episodes. We also have B-sides, some outtakes. Hell, we even write articles from time to time. So if you need that extra fix to tide you over until the next Sunday, check out thewinevault.org, and we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the 2020 Mare Soleil Reserve Chardonnay from the Santa Lucia Highlands in California. Monterey, Central Coast. Many things. And it's the Santa Lucia Highlands Reserve Chardonnay. I need to be very specific.
Very specific.
Now, this wine does have some information that isn't all that interesting. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I just saw who the owner and winemaker was now. Maybe he always was the owner and winemaker, but maybe it was always Charlie Wagner, but I don't think it was for some reason. I just want to tell myself that. I want to say to myself, probably because it's been around for over 20 years. We used to sell to Anderson's back when I was in there, so that's a long time ago. Look that up. And, but Chucky is the younger of it. Yeah.
I think so.
Must have, maybe he shoplifted it. He put the whole winery in his pocket when he was walking out of Safeway. Anyway, Mare Soleil began in the late 80s with a drive. I don't give a shit about their bullshit stuff.
He's not that young.
Well, how old is he? Tell me he's old, so he won't be around much longer.
He looks like Chuck Norris.
Ooh, maybe that's his dad. Joe Wagner. Is that his?
I think Joe Wagner's his brother.
No, he has a son. He begot a son. Well, and that son was, isn't that Marisol, Mayomi? Mayomi Joe.
Yes.
It's Joe Wagner. Isn't that his son, Joey? Chucky, so this is associated with Kama, so that's probably what he did probably do that. You know what? I might have known that.
Joe is the youngest son of Chuck Wagner. The father of six is a fifth generation Napa Valley winemaker.
There you go. So, this is a Charlie Wagner. So, it's associated with Camus, and it's still in the Copper King.
It's in the Copper King.
Yeah, it is. It is in the family. But it does have, takes place, fermentation takes on French oak barrels for 11 months using a mix of new and old. And it does have a review. Does it not?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry. This is Wilford.
Hi, Wilford.
I forgot how my voice sounded briefly. I did review this wine, and oh, I gave it a humdinger of a review. Scott, I'm going to read. You're not on the site, are you? I don't want you peeking. Did you peek?
I peeked.
Damn it.
You know I always peek, Wilfred.
I said,
like to take a look.
I said, don't look down the covers. And you did anyway.
Well.
You're just a rascal is what you are.
Well.
People my age, we use the term rascal.
I've been called worse.
Yes, you have. You've been called. Never mind. Anyway. I gave this wine 89 of my points, which is not particularly a lot of my points. I said commentary. The 2020 Mare Soleil Reserve Chardonnay offers a satisfying palate experience. You know what else offers that? Me.
Yeah. Wilfred, you've used that phrase before in describing wines.
I use that. That's a pickup line, too, I've used.
How's that work for you?
I got you, didn't I?
No.
Yeah. Oh, wine help and customer care. No longer Jeff. Well, anyway, yeah, I said that. I did a dating video. I said, best thing about me is I offer a satisfying palate experience. Yes. With very little aftertaste. But tasting notes. This wine exhibits aromas and flavors of earthy notes, creamy nuances, ripe apples, and oak. I got up early in the morning to write that.
Very stunning.
Pair it with grilled chicken and a savory sauce. I just spent all this time working on that review. I really gave a shit about it. I just tasted it in March. You know what that means?
What's that mean,
Wilfred? I wasn't dead in March. Fantastic.
That's good. Allegedly.
I know. I was reanimated. Well, you know what they said? I was a revenant. They said, you're going to drink Marseillais. I want to be dead again. So
here we go.
The living dead, there's two. Wilfred and Keith Richards.
I would just like to say that the customer on wine.com, they have the feature that says customers who viewed this ultimately bought, then it shows different wines, and one of those wines is Butter Chardonnay. What other one is Rayburn, so it's 50% good. But then they said Decoy, and that's not, we haven't liked Decoy recently.
I like Decoy.
No, you do not.
It is fine.
You're not allowed to like it.
I do.
No, you don't. Kendall Jackson, they drink that too.
Vintner Series.
Yes, I love Fruit Loops. It tastes the same.
So, in the glass, it looks like white wine. Sure. And we're drinking these out of the Montrachet glasses, which is far more than what Marseillais deserves. But that's okay. No one ever will drink out of a Montrachet glass this. But we never have Montrachet. In case you didn't know what
that's
a Montrachet... Think of a Montrachet glasses are like a bulbous Pinot glass with the top cut off.
Yeah, short.
Yeah.
Short. They're nearly... If they're not as wide as they are tall.
They're good for oaky Chardonnays. They allow more air in, make it more aromatic.
This is a little on the lighter side. I would describe the color as straw.
Yeah, straw.
Maybe a little lighter than straw.
Okay. Lighter than straw.
Yeah.
Pale straw.
Like when your grass gets burnt out in the summer.
Burnt out in the summer.
That yellow color the grass gets. This is that.
That's fascinating.
Really.
No, it isn't. I was just being nice to you.
It's just light. It's a lighter. It's not golden. It's not quite. It's a lighter yellow.
It's a little dim in this room, though, so that's part of it.
Yeah, you're a little dim in this room.
No, I'm fantastic. On the nose. Tropical fruits, slightly chalky. It's been so long since we've done a Chardonnay. We used to do Chardonnays more often.
I don't know
often.
About tropical fruits. I would go that just hint of banana in the background.
There's a little bit of pineapple / mango. That's why I said tropical. Tropical fruits are a way to muddle all those things together.
Tropical fruits are what people say when they're like thinking Brambley. About Sauvignon Blanc, but they're drinking a Chardonnay and they don't know what to say.
Why
and
no?
They've got a blank in their mind and they've realized that it's Chuck Wagner owns this, not Joe Wagner. And
it doesn't make a difference. It's still, he makes Bonanza for fuck's sakes.
Bonanza.
I made Bonanza. Then I made Marseillais.
You know, they went out of business as a steakhouse, so we need to bring them back as a wine.
You know what I said one time?
Or wine.
When I shit
beverage.
My pants?
What'd you
I said, Marseillais. I said, oh my God, Marseillais. That's how, and it's funny how wine names come out of nowhere. They said, don't name the vineyard or winery Marseillais after what you did. And I said, well, Marseillais. I got shit in my pants.
You know what you're not getting out of the Chardonnay? That little banana thing. You're not getting that little banana thing.
That's part of tropical fruits, but it doesn't smell particularly oaky.
At all. Not particularly.
It's really not that aromatic. It really doesn't have that much. So when you're pulling and you're trying... Well, I just got a little bit of whiff of oak, but it's very faint. I'm just going to go in.
It's just not an impressive nose.
Mm-mm.
I Rob saying the tropical fruits, I think that's generous.
I like the mouthfeel. It's a very buttery, soft mouth feel. Not overtly fruity. It does become quite oaky on the finish. Very intensely oaky. And it has a very, very lengthy finish. It's bracingly oaky. Not necessarily to where it gets to a really offensive level. It's just an intense French oak experience at the end. Maybe not wildly elegantly done. You're not going to mistake this for, say, Montrachet. But if you do like oak, just like licking oak, this is, I mean,
it's not that.
It's not, but it's not in a, it's not a, it's not ham fisted. It's done with a, oh, and then there's heat on the finish. That's lovely. It's done. It's there's a sledgehammer there and they whack it with it, but they're so good at it. They could like just lightly break an egg with a sledgehammer, but they're using a sledgehammer.
Question. Are you experiencing this
heat? Yes.
No.
Oh,
It's like mouth-wateringly oaky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, my mouth's watering. Not like, oh my God, it's so good, my mouth's watering. It's like, literally, I'm having saliva grow in my mouth with because of the finish.
You could build a house with this one. Literally.
I like the way this is oaked. I'd have to say, it's probably not for everybody, but...
No, it's not.
But, you know... We're not Chardonnay drinkers. Total transparency. This is oaked, and it's an oak Chardonnay.
It is an oak Chardonnay.
This is
very, very well
fully oaked, and this is, completely. If you're an oak Chardonnay drinker, you like an oaky Chardonnay, you're going to love this.
I mean,
it's plain and straightforward.
It is plain and straightforward. What is done well. But it's not layered. It's not a complex wine.
Nope.
But it does have a very good mouthfeel.
And
buttery from the oak, naturally.
But. I would have expected nothing less out of this from a mouthfeel standpoint.
Yes.
You're having an oak Chardonnay from a premium producer.
Yeah.
You, as much as Rob mocks the Wagner family, I love them. I think
you
Naomi's...
Love them?
The best wine in the world. Watch the TV ad if you've got any questions about that.
You drank the cab. How'd you like that shit, motherfucker?
What else is there? But Naomi, according to TV adverts, that... Yeah. Anyway. And those are the two things you expect from an oak Chardonnay. That mouthfeel, the buttery mouthfeel.
Yes.
It's not exquisite. I wouldn't say it's next level mouthfeel.
No.
It's a nice mouthfeel, folks.
It is, but it is... This is built... This is made. I'm sorry. I'm sure it's done with artful skill. It is built specifically and made specifically for people that like a buttery mouthfeel and an oaky experience. To no other end. That is it. They know exactly what... So-and-so likes. Okay, so the oaky, buttery chard drinker, okay? They like wine that tastes something like this, and that's why they've made it like this. They oaked it to get it to this level, so those people would like it. Malolactic fermentation out the ass. There's no acidity there. It's not a flabby wine, but that's because there's much oak.
It is not a flabby wine.
No. It's a competent wine. Competent wine. However, it is made to a style... For a specific group of people that are less and less alive currently.
Oh no!
That's one reason why it's 1999 often, because it isn't something that is with the times.
What do you mean by that?
But an oaky, buttery Chardonnay. Yes, there are people that still like that. But it isn't the millennial crowd. It isn't the younger drinkers.
I mean, I don't think you're ever gonna. This isn't a style that's gonna go away.
Well,
maybe it becomes less popular.
It's
but
gonna,
if it becomes less popular in California, what the fuck are they gonna do? Because they've got a shit ton of Chardonnay grapes.
I'm sure at one point Boilermakers were extremely popular. Do you know many people that drink Boilermakers currently?
Yeah.
Oh, who?
I know plenty of people. They have a beer and a whiskey.
Oh God. But
now they may not drop the shot glass into the beer.
I mean, martinis aren't necessarily, well, I'm not talking about a watermelon martini, a straight regular vodka martini with olives. I like that, but it is something that isn't necessarily as popular as it was 30, 40 years ago. It just isn't. I mean, now people have manipulated it to the point where, but that, hey, that's a good analogy. This is the martini, right? A basic martini. Now, what people drink are appletinis. They're perverted versions of something like this. Now, you like, I mean, there are some things people like. I mean, the espresso martini you and Steve had. I mean, those are offshoots of the original. So you have this. Okay, what is the, what is a hell-bent, hellraiser, you know, set yourself on fire for fun version of something like this? Butter. You know, imagine if this Chardonnay was made extremely cheaply by idiots. What would turn it, what would it turn into? It would probably turn into butter Chardonnay. They thought they could make this, and but what they did was they set their hair on fire and burnt down the house, screaming, "I had good intentions." Yes, you did, but you're just stupid. I can see how people have fucked it up trying to do this. Where Wagner kind of just has a button on a machine that says, make
buttery.
Well, not literally, well, maybe literally. Make this. And there it goes. Well, he's been doing this shit for how many damn years has the guy? I mean, he's been around forever. Okay, he knows how to make this wine. All right, now it would be a lot better if it had something called a front palate of fruit. But it is all mouthfeel, just a little bit of wink of this and that, fruit-wise. And then it gets right to the yolk. You know, there's no mystery with this wine. You know, there's no, there's no foreplay. It knows what you want. If you like this, you know, it goes straight to it. Takes, just gives you the whole four finger. Oh, no, that's no. Well, you know where I was going with that. It just, it doesn't.
Where are you going with the fingers?
I'll tell you where he's going.
Yeah.
I'll show you later, Scott. What? I'll give you a map.
This,
there's only one direction.
I would go a different way in describing this in an overtly sexual way, you fucking pervert. What I would go,
I wasn't being sexual.
Four fingers?
That's not what I meant.
Allegedly. You forgot to say allegedly.
No, in my opinion, that was not what I meant. I was going to say this. Scott, I was going to say this, but I didn't. Then you know what? When it's already in, you know what you do? Not that I do this. This. Oh, that's just, that's the... Like that.
No, what this is it's a little bit of a tease because you expect it to exhibit some other characteristics of Chardonnay, and it just doesn't really do it. If I would say it has one thing...
It's not teasing me.
I would say it's got like a little bit of like lemon zest, like a lemon zest, lemon balm thing going on.
Something but very briefly.
Other than that, you know... You're not getting almond. You're not getting, I don't think, any of the classic fruits.
No.
Apple, pear, none of that.
Well, I mean, if you were drinking, you know, Pinot Blanc maybe, but, you know. You're not getting tropical fruits. You're not getting anything, really. I mean.
And it's not.
There's no real, I mean, there's, it is. Suppressed by everything else, but perhaps here's just a perhaps. When Chucky tasted it, he goes, well, this fruit tastes like shit, but I know what to do with that. And he got it as magic oak barrels. You know, he got them the same place that Jack got the beans for the beans for the beanstalk. And he put the crappy grapes in the magic barrels, and he just made this.
I don't think there's crappy grapes in this. I just think it is what it is.
It's
mass produced.
They're not. I mean, they probably.
Is the barrels in this? How many barrels they produce?
Oh, I don't know anymore. If it's Chucky, it's a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, but how
many? This is good.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. No, there are people that would say this is good.
Well, it is good.
Well, the people it's though, not great. This would be their knock around wine. Because they're drinking better, much better versions. They're drinking Keesler at 75. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, they're well, no, let me rephrase that. They're not drinking Keesler. They're probably drinking Farniente, cake bread, stuff like that, you know? And, you know, hey, man, let them live. If they like that stuff is interesting. It's fun to drink. I mean, I'm not going to hate on it. I mean, I'm not big, you know, high-end, high-production, expensive stuff. But some of that stuff's fun to drink sometimes as a one-off. But this would be what they drink, too. I mean, if you like cake bread, give this a whirl.
Yes.
Although people say, cake bread. I've met fewer people like this, but they used to have, like, some sort of cult. I don't know if they bought a timeshare or some shit like that. They always had to talk about cake bread.
Easy.
Cake, my favorite is cake bread. Why? I've never had cake bread.
Well, so what are you talking about
in the last
about,
15 years?
Okay, there you go. But, prefaced.
Well, why would I have?
Well, because that's who you are.
I mean, it was nice, but that was also 15 years ago. And how many Chardonnays did I daily drink then? Very few.
Probably about as many as love your rosés now. So it's distant.
Yeah,
some people's
I don't have time
develop.
For Chardonnay. I have rosés and orange wines, too. I don't even know what they are. Yeah. I saw one in the store the other day. It's magnificent.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the case production on this. It has to be large numbers.
It might be. It's hard to say. I don't know. I mean, probably, I'd say some. Well, Wilford's not telling. That's for sure.
This is from Charlie Wagner, the owner and winemaker. Entry on the palate is round and robust.
It is round. I don't know about robust.
It kind of goes together. Lending a richness to the fruit. What fruit? At the same time, a zing of acidity hits the sides of the tongue.
No.
Missed that. Maintaining the liveliness of citrus and melon.
This dance of vibrancy and intensity.
Carries over to the finish as honeydew and apricot trail off and silky smooth. It's really smooth on the finish. It really is.
What's smooth? It's not a dance.
But it's not. The fruit expressions just are not there. And this is the 20? 2020?
Yes.
It's just.
It's not a dancer. It's not a tantalizer. It's just a well-made Chardonnay with quality products. I don't know about the grape stock this vintage. I think maybe in the past it's been better.
I think it's you don't create a mouthfeel like this with less than quality grape stock.
Wilford always reviews this. Wilford liked the 19 better. He gave it a 91. So there you go. And the label looks a little greener. That's fantastic. Although his commentary, the 19 Marisolet Reserve Santa Lucia Highland Chardonnay is nicely packed and complete on the palate.
Wilford likes to say packed.
And complete. I said on another dating video, did you know I'm nicely packed and I do complete on the palate? Just all you have to do is never mind. I don't want to. That's you can get the drift. Yeah. It's a great wine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
That's right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break because I need to put a little more of this in my glass. And we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, Scott, I'm going to ask a question. This is just a discussion, though. It's not one of these things that sucks.
Well, so it's not really a question. It's a subject?
Yeah, it is. How can you tell if you should not buy wine at a retailer? I mean, what are some telltale signs that they're trying to pass off a boo-boo? I saw one today, and it kind of brought this to me. And I don't think this is a producer that's necessarily a boo-boo. Matter of fact, I've been past their estate. Never really loved their wines, but I've been past it. And that's Lan, L-A-N, in Rioja.
Oh.
They were selling their Reserva.
Yeah.
And with it, came a corkscrew, and it was shrink wrap to the gap, LAN on it. It was only $15 for the two. I still didn't buy it. Yeah. Why? Because I don't really like LAN. But also, it's like, guys, really?
You know,
really?
You see it particularly in the holiday season. Liquor comes with, you know, a little glass or some type of swag, but usually it's glassware, right? And with wine, you could go with different things. Corkscrew.
It's just glassware.
But you don't see that with wine. So
plastic wrapped it to the bottom.
And they just plastic wrapped it to it?
And then the cap. You know, it's you have like a thin, clear plastic, and your one's like right on the side.
It would fit in a case, right, when you ship it.
I don't know. But it's like, how desperate are you to get people to buy your wine?
Because that's not... It's really unusual in the wine business for that.
It's really unusual in Rioja.
So, I've got one for you. You're walking down the aisle and you see a bottle of wine and you notice that it has another label over the bottle of wine. It's just not quite right. Probably shouldn't buy that bottle of wine.
What do you mean? A price sticker?
No, another label over the...
I've never seen that.
Label. Well, you don't shop at the places I do.
Apparently I'm not. Adult bookstores sell their wine weird. I saw today at Costco, Charles, whatever is it, Smith?
Chuck.
Chuck, whatever his name is. He is doing, he did a Kirkland signature. They called it Cabernet from Waluki Slope.
Oh, Waluki Slope?
They wanted $16 for that.
Why not?
Why not? We'll go buy it.
Why didn't you try it?
I said no. I refused.
How much was the Gagondas?
They didn't have Gagondas. All
How
they had
much was the Gagondas?
18?
Yeah.
No, 14.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any Gagondas.
Well,
I always go in there with the hope there's more Gagondas.
So why not Waluki Slope?
Because I'm not a huge fan of Waluki Slope. And I also don't love his wines. I mean, you can get CS for $14.99. You know that's good. So why would you spend that on a Kirkland thing? It just seems like Costco, if it was 12, maybe it would, but not 15.
I think Kirkland does have some standards, and I would have tried that.
They made the Alexander Valley Cabernet, which they also had today. But so they don't have that big of standards. They had the Reserva Rioja again, too, but I didn't feel like it.
No.
I didn't buy any wine, actually, at Costco, strangely enough.
Well,
I bought some at
snooty.
Whole Foods. Well, they didn't have anything interesting, Scott. I would have
Waluki Slope.
You're
just being a I don't like Charles.
If they had Gagondas, I would have bought like 6 bottles of it.
Sure you would have.
Honestly. Okay. I would have drank them all by myself and not given you a drop of it.
Well, that's just like
it's my ass.
Alcoholic.
But I bought a couple of Bordeaux's at Bordeaux-esque stuff at Whole Foods and the Marisolet. But another thing that you might worry about, look and see. Is the bottle dusty? Has it been moved? What is the vintage? Because you got to look close sometimes, folks.
We've nailed some non-current year vintage product, good price, good deals. We've gotten burned, too.
You've got to watch. And some of these places, they don't turn that stuff over very well. And you might have something that's 3 or 4 vintages old.
You know what's not good for a bottle of wine? For it to stand upright on a shelf for 3 years.
If you see it's like stacked 10 deep on the shelf, look through the bottles. Are there multiple vintages on there? There might be. If there are, steer clear of it. I mean, Via Annonori is a good wine, but it often is the one that has a 16, a 15, a 19, an 18. I don't know why. It just is that way. Always be wary of the wine that is on special in a grocery store, too. Especially if they case stack it. If you're at your local place and they have it case stacked, do not buy it. Because you have big wine buyers and that's going to be pushed by a distributor. It's not handpicked. Rarely is it good. It's what they're going to probably get the best profit margin on or what they have a bonus incentive to sell.
Yeah, there's that.
So it could be what the distributor has too much of. It doesn't necessarily denote any kind of quality whatsoever. You know, don't buy most things on the bottom shelf. Anything that, you know, don't buy things that are kitschy. I mean, there's so many different things that you could say. Don't sit and buy anything that says wine press anywhere on the label. Try not to, Scott. You know that.
Don't avoid it.
Yeah, don't buy wine press. Why? They're not always disgusting wines, but they are factory wines.
We have a loose rule.
Mm-hmm.
Animals on the label.
Sure, animals on the label is obviously a given.
We're not animal haters. Oh, I'm not an animal hater. Becky's not an animal hater. I'll just remain quiet about the other person on the show.
Just because I don't think that you're completely human, that has nothing to do with it.
But I'm only human after all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only human after all. Don't put me down.
Here's another thing. If you're at a store where it's a grocery store, right? They don't have much that is elite, but they have some sort of kind of fancy looking wood racks where they have their expensive stuff. You better, before you just take your bottle of Groth and put it in your cart, you better look at that bottle of Groth, because is it a 2012 vintage? The people that come into your Piggly Wiggly aren't buying Groth. And so that Groth has been there a long time. The only bottles you probably don't need to worry about that on are Camus, because people will just buy Camus. They will. Not making fun of Camus. They'll just buy Camus. It doesn't matter where it is. There's 30,000 cases for a reason. People buy that shit.
At $90.
Yeah, they do.
They hit it at the Trader Joe's this week.
Well, they have it everywhere. They have it at Myers, Kroger. It doesn't matter where it is.
Okay, I don't think it's a normal...
The Baltimore gas station has Camus. Not a joke.
Bullshit.
Swear to God. What's the IGA? But it's the gas station. They have Red Schooner, too. Yes. They have two of the three. The Horseman of the Apocalypse. Could have bought Red Schooner for a fairly reasonable price recently. I did not buy that. I so didn't buy it.
What fairly reasonable price could you have bought it at?
$1. I wouldn't have bought it. I don't need to know their impression of what a Malbec tastes in South America. Just don't need that. You know why? Because there are South American wineries that do it. And I'll just rely on them. How arrogant is that? I'm Charles Wagner. I'm going to go to South America. And I'm going to do a Malbec better than the people in Argentina or Chile. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm Charles Wagner. That's why. I'm a bonanza, damn it. I had the wrong voice. See, I said, I'm going to go down there to South America, that down there. You know where it is, Scott?
Where's that?
It's south of here.
Is it?
That's what I told. That's what they told me. So I went south.
Come on, man. I didn't think there was anywhere more south of you.
This is Chuck Wagner. This is the common man.
You're not Chuck Wagner.
Well, I might be. You don't know
Common
that.
Man.
You know where I ended up when I went south?
I know where you should end up.
Well, first of all, I ended up in divorce court when I went south that one time, but that's all right.
Well,
forget about that.
You're a bad man.
That's why I had to make bonanza. But nevertheless, I ended up in Mexico. Did you know that right now? And so I kept on going south. Then I ended up in some bunch of little fucking countries. I didn't even know what the fuck they were. They said they were a country. They look all the same to me because I'm a racist. Well, I'm not.
Well, you are.
In my opinion, amusingly, you know. Anyway, this is a character. It doesn't matter. You can't sue for defamation of character if I say it in a character. It's a very, very round. Anyway.
Of course you can.
I ended up in northern South America, which I found to be ironic.
You don't know what that word means, though, do you?
Really? No, but I was told by somebody in public relations to use the word ironic. So, ironically, I said it. Did I say it right, Scott? I don't know why I'm asking you. You don't know shit. Anyway, so I kept on driving. Well, I was driving. I could have flown, I guess, but I was. I have a pickup truck. You know that, right? Yeah, I did. You know, so I drove. It's rusty. It's a regular cab, and I just, you know, it's a bench seat. I don't have air conditioning. I keep the windows down. It's a 1976 Silverado, and it's a two-tone brown. It's lovely. It's a vinyl seat, so when it's hot out, it sticks. It's very nice. Anyway. So I kept on driving. I went down to Argentina. You know, that's in South America, Scott. You know what I found out?
That's a long fucking drive?
I found out. I don't have an ending to this story. No, I found out that they already make Malbec down there. So you know what I said? I'm going to make a wine called Red Schooner. And they said, what does Red Schooner mean? I said, I don't know. I'll make up some shit and put it on the back of the label, and I'm going to sell a $60 Malbec. You know what they all said?
What'd they say?
They said, this is a local custom. You have to drink this wine through a sock. And I said, I'm not James Suckling. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to fillet a wine puppet. Sock puppet. I'm not going to do it. But they said it was a local custom. So I filleted a sock puppet.
You see, it could happen to anybody. This is James Suckling. It was embarrassing for me when that happened. Those damn Chileans. You were in Argentina. They must have talked. I'm not allowed in Argentina or Chile. Do you know why, Scott?
Something about small animals.
You didn't hear about the tube then. Okay, that's good. It's not important. It's all politics anyway. It's not real.
So what's another reason to not buy a bottle of wine that you would see in the store, James?
I would say because it says I gave it a 92.
if
James Suckling
reviewed.
If
it's rated by James Suckling and it's not above a 90...
If it's above a 90, I don't know. Wine, if it's a wine enthusiast 90 or my reviews, I would not buy it. I'm just saying. The wine enthusiast is quite whorish with their points, and they're a little...
Enthusiastic?
They don't give a shit. They'll do anything for a dollar. So they'll review, you know, buttfuck wine for... give it a 94. They don't care. I mean, they gave Earthquake Petite Sirah a 93, and... Rob the Wine Guy believed that and bought it, and it tastes like a total butthole.
Yeah, that was a bad decision.
Yes, you're going to have it as a secret wine sometimes.
Should you buy anything under $8 at the grocery?
If it's a conga, maybe. What are you going to do with it?
Drink it.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well,
no.
Lindeman's, I mean, if you really, I mean, Lindeman's is cheap. I guess you could buy Lindeman's. You're not going to enjoy it necessarily, but it's not going to. You're not going to hate it. I mean, you can drink a conga. You're not going to enjoy it, but you're not going to hate it. But after that, no, not at all. You should never. What the hell, though? I mean, I've had Lindeman's Bin 65 Chardonnay many times. You know what it tastes like? It just tastes like a fruity, dry white wine. It's uncomplicated, but it tastes like Chardonnay, kind of. It's not sweet. It's not this or that. It's fine. It's uncomplicated, simple, and it's dirt cheap.
We're going to do that on the show.
Oh, well, I already drank it. But I cook with it. If you need a white wine reduction and you're doing some sort of chicken dish, that stuff works great for that. And you can have a glass while you're doing it. Stuff like that, though, the standard bears. If you're going to cook with a wine, the Lindeman series, the Bin series, is a wonderful choice to do that with.
Mm-hmm.
Unoffensive, unobtrusive red wines and white wines. That's important. Now, if you wanted the dish to really be great, then don't obviously use that. You step up. But if you're just cooking on a Wednesday night and you need a white wine reduction, Lindeman's Bin 65 is a good one for that.
Okay.
I did that with, it's a chicken dish I do with pancetta. And so it's like a pancetta egg yolky kind of sauce. And so the chicken is seared. And the idea is you don't salt it at all because the pancetta is all the flavor. And so you're making a white wine pancetta sauce, and then you're just putting it over your pan-fried chicken.
Hmm.
Yeah, skinless, obviously. Or skinless, no breading. It's beautiful.
Skinless?
Well, you know what I mean. It's just white. It's just chicken breast, you know? And so I normally pound it a little bit flat so you're having a nice wine.
Okay.
But it's just a takeoff chicken piccata without the lemon and whatnot.
Okay.
But it also, though, you could spin that recipe really, really easily 1,000 different ways. Instead of pancetta, you could do capers. You could do a lemon. It's just it's such a good recipe. I don't have it to give to you, folks, but I just know it upstairs.
Oh, just, you do your pancetta in the pan with the chicken, and it salts the meat. Maybe a little butter. Do you use maybe a little butter?
Oh, sure,
and
sure,
like
sure.
Pan dip the butter and pancetta over the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great, great, great recipe. So, folks.
So much for what you... wine you shouldn't buy. We digressed.
I think we talked a little bit about that, though.
Yeah, kind of.
But then we talked about my trip to South America.
Yeah.
I met a woman named Guadalupe. Did you know that?
Common man.
No, this is
Yeah, it's just a common man. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. It's not.
You forgot who you were.
It's not Chuck Wagner. No, it's the same voice. Yeah, you know what? Chuck Wagner is a common man. So it's basically the same thing.
Oh, good God.
Now, I never told you about Guadalupe, did I?
It's a country.
Guadalupe?
Guadalupe.
Well, that's strange enough.
See, if you play Worldle, you would know these things.
If I played Wordle, that makes me a dumbass.
No, you are a dumbass.
I like how you still text your Wordle results to everybody, hoping that someone will join you in your frivolities, and no one does. Sometimes, some people would say that's getting not taking the hint that no one wants to play fucking Wordle.
You just don't want to be well-read.
That's just a picture of a country, and you're guessing what it looks like. You know, I see everything, and I see a penis for some reason. I don't know.
There's an obvious reason.
I'm going to draw you a country, Scott. I want you to identify it for me. If you could do that for me. I'm just going to, okay. It's like this, and then it's like that. Ooh, that's not very attractive. And it's like this, and then like this. And it's like, that looks like shit. That's all right. Scott, can you tell me what country that is? It's not a very attractive country.
It's not an attractive.
I think it's a peninsula of some kind.
So Rob has just drawn a male sex member, except it's
no, that's a country. Disfigured. You got to guess the country. Yeah, it is.
It's disfigured at the end of it.
It's well used. They
not used.
They rubbed the tip off, I
it
think.
Was. I think it was removed surgically.
It's that dude that rammed a Sienna into the curb. That's what his dick looks like. So it's like, whoops, hitting a wall. So, folks, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the 2020 Mare Soleil Reserva, Santa Lucia Highlands.
Turn this song up, sir.
It's Blackstreet, No Diggity. Scott believes this is him, but imagine a 64-year-old male, you know, kind of old, can't really move anymore.
With game.
Yes, game.
Vascular forearms. Vascular.
You mean veiny?
That's vascular, sir.
You mean you need like those socks that you put on your legs for circulation?
No.
It'd be odd on your arms, but I guess you could do that.
Vascularity, sir.
Vascularity.
Veins.
You mean you're
pumping?
You know what's
sounds of thumping.
I've got to. You know, I'm going to tip my cap to you. You know why?
Tipping my cap.
You said that without peeing your pants, laughing. So.
Well, I didn't dribble either, which is, you know, a problem. I got a prostate the size of a grapefruit.
That's true. So the Mare Soleil, Scott, actually. What is your review? Numerical score.
This has grown on me a little.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it really is.
No, okay. It's grown on me a little bit. There's a little bit of Flint that's showed itself on the mid palate as it's kind of opened up.
It's better opened up.
It really has.
It still is oaky, but... But it's a positive oak. It's if you're a person that likes an oaky Chardonnay, this is what you enjoy. This is what you like. It's 1989 for a premium product. Really, I mean, it's not overly complex. It's not gonna knock the doors off or rewrite Chardonnay history. But it's quality.
This is for a Wagner not product. A $40 bottle of wine.
No, it's 1989.
At $20, this is a different thing.
Never touch it at 40, ever.
But if I'm out for dinner and this is a $12 pour, depending on what else they have, yeah, I'll have this because I know what it is. And yeah, that's the value of Wagner family wines.
Some Wagner family wines.
That's the value
like
of
two of them.
We mock Meiomi all the time, and the ad campaign's fucking
Meiomi's
ridiculous.
Trash.
No, it's the Bud Light of wines. It's the same thing from
which is bad.
Vintage to vintage. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's easy to drink. It's not bad.
Scott, you always know what you're going to get with, you know, diphtheria or fucking herpes. But,
okay.
I mean, you don't say, you know what, though? This fucking chlamydia is always so consistent. It's great. No, consistently bad is not good.
Question?
Here's my eye
what's
roll.
What's it like to, on your own, develop chlamydia's defense mechanism for the United States?
What? You took all
yourself.
That time to come up with that stuttering
yourself.
Question?
By yourself.
I don't even know.
What is it? You don't know what that means?
Chlamydia's defense?
Chlamydia.
Defense.
Yeah.
Not sit next to you or share underwear
they
with
draw
you.
Your blood to treat patients from chlamydia.
Oh.
How much do you make for that?
Jesus Christ.
Is that a lot of money on your behalf? No? Yeah. No.
I don't have a squeaky toy. Go ahead.
You do need a squeaky toy.
That was epically bad. Go ahead. What's your score? I want your score. I want your numerical score. Or I'll draw another picture of a penis. It's a threat.
It's
but
not
I'll do
a
it.
Threat. It's a reality. You're going to... Listen, what day of the week it is, Rob's going to draw another picture of a penis. Oh. What hour of the day is it? Rob's going to draw another picture of a penis. It's what he does. He's, and at least in my opinion, he's not really very good at it either.
No, I'm not good at it.
With as much practice, you should be good at it. And as much porn you watch, it's like, Jesus Christ, can't you just watch Bob Ross on TV to get hints or something?
Bob doesn't draw dicks.
Well, maybe you could pick up some artistic.
This one's a little curvy, but it has veins in it. But they're not really... I can't do much with an ink pen.
You know, you watch those commercials on TV for the bent weenies that you take pills for. And
maybe you understand.
Didn't
this.
You call them? Didn't they send you some, like, pamphlets?
I'm going to make it more comfortable for you, Scott, so you feel better about it. See, this...
So I feel better about how bad you drop penises?
No, this is more like you. These balls have genital warts, so it feels a little more inclusive for you.
I only have one genital wart.
Okay, that's really good.
No, I really enjoyed this wine. Off air, two breaks ago, Rob was refilling his glass. I said, just empty the bottle on both of us. And he did, and there's
we
a
drank
reason.
It.
His is gone. He's got
it's not
an
gone.
Ounce. You've got an ounce and a half.
No, it's girl. This is not a bad wine.
It's not a bad wine.
And there are a lot of wines, a lot of Chardonnays that I know that I can buy tomorrow that are way more exciting and way more fun than this wine. But it doesn't mean it's bad.
Not at $20.
But what is your score?
What, at $20 you can buy something more exciting than this?
Rayburn.
I prefer Rayburn to this, but this is...
Cambria.
No.
Chalk Hill.
Disagree again?
A Rodney Strong stuff.
We'll have to go back and revisit it because I'll tell you, what this has that those others don't, I think the only one that compares to this on the mouthfeel is the Rayburn.
Yeah, well, that was the best of that bunch, but...
But the way this is oaked, and I think they deserve kudos,
yeah,
because it doesn't have anything else to go with
this.
Well,
Scott, if this had nice fruit on the front palate to go along with everything else...
This would be exquisite.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
This would be exquisite.
But it doesn't have that.
But it's a basic, fundamental Chardonnay that's really well executed. And where it deserves a lot of credit is this extremely long finish where it's nothing but the oak and it doesn't go wrong. Mm-hmm. And they got that right. This is, I think, other than the lack of expression of fruit, the classic Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, we don't care for Chardonnays.
Scott, the longer you say this, the longer we have to wait to drink the fucking red wine. So get to it. Come on. What's your fucking score? Give me a number, goddamn.
87.
Yeah, that's fine. 87.
And I would range it 87, 88.
I'm going to say 87 too. I mean, I'd say 86 to 88. Yeah. I mean, it's that range. It's 87-ish. It's not 89, but it's fine. It's a good drink. It's solidly made. At $20, it's not a bad value at all.
Not at 40.
No, Lord,
no. $20 with this, you can't go wrong. The Marisolet Reserve, you can't go wrong.
You can't.
No, you have to, and Rob said this off the air, and I think it deserves discussion on this. This is an easy drink as long as you can tolerate the level of oak. But this is an oaked Chardonnay, and you need to expect not heavy oaking, but you're going to have oak. So if oak isn't your thing, you shouldn't be drinking an oak Chardonnay, period, end of discussion. That being said, this is a really easy drink, and I'm enjoying the shit out of this. As much as I've enjoyed any other 87 in a long, long time, this is easy to drink.
True. So, two 87s. It's fine. If you want to drink it, I don't know if we're going to say wholeheartedly recommend.
I recommend this at $20.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a good. It's a solid buy at $20. It is. If I wanted a Chardonnay and I knew that it was oak time, this would be something that I might buy.
Absolutely.
I would never roll it out. There's a lot of these wines that we've even liked given 90s to. I would say I'd never buy that again, even though we liked it. This wine, I can't say that. I mean, there might be a reason why I'd buy it.
I'd buy this again.
Yeah. So, 287's a recommended. A soft recommendation, but a recommendation.
Yeah, you're just soft in general. Like that penis you just drew.
Yeah, at least I don't have general warts. So, for Rob the Wine Guy.
You drew a picture that had like 20 of them, so I don't know where you got that idea from.
I've never seen general warts before, so I don't know. Is that what it looks like? You tell me.
That's what you depicted them as.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
You do know. You drew it.
I don't think. Well, either, maybe it's chicken pox.
Him stammers.
It's the monkey pox that you've got. That's what it is. So.
Him's exhibiting 84 stammering.
Cases. 84 whole cases.
Of
monkeypox in the United States.
It's more than in like 50 years.
It's still 84 people. So
it's a lot.
It is. In Dumontsville, Ohio. So folks, we're not going to take a break. We're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time, very soon, here on the Wine Vault. Good night.